Hey everybody, Kim Party here with Red 7 Rocks Media. Just wanted to kick off this episode 7, talking about the recent webinar that I listened to with Rick Barker, and it was called Killer Record Release Strategies. And if you didn't take part in the webinar, you didn't listen to it the other night, it's no problem because they now have it up on their YouTube channel in Norris Whitney Communications. You can also check it out at nwcwebinars.com, or you can just go to canadianmusician.com and go down through and they'll direct you as to where you can find the recording again. The reason I wanted to promote this on my podcast is because it was an hour and 8 minutes of just pure gold. There was so much information for artists looking to release new music. And to just basically help to promote yourself and just to, a few tips and tricks within Facebook, you know, what to have in place, little things that you may not have been aware of to help you reach an audience further out than, you know, what you think you may know already. This will definitely help you reach further out and like what demographic. Who your market actually is, so who, you know, similar to what artists you listen to may also be interested in your stuff as well. So I can't emphasize it enough to check out this video because, like I said, it's an hour and 8 minutes of just straight gold, and I'm not being paid to promote it or anything like that. It's something I think that is definitely needed to look at by indie artists helping to promote themselves. So I would highly recommend you checking that out. Mostly the reason I wanted to do this episode was to let you know about that webinar, but also just to encourage artists to check out different other people outside of the music world to basically encourage them to, you know, continue to be active with, you know, being in contact with your audience. One of the key things that Rick mentions in this webinar is don't just hit up your fans for, you know, when you need something from them. I mean, you know what it's like when you, you know, haven't heard from somebody in a while or a business for a while and, you know, all of a sudden they're contacting you, hitting you up, you know, check out our special or check this out or go and like our page or this or that. And it's like, okay, who are you again? Who is this again? You know, and it's a little annoying when people want to contact you when they want something. You know, it's just not a great marketing thing to do, or just in general, really. So what I would do is just encourage artists to be active with their stuff. I'll mention one more thing, a couple more things actually, with the webinar that I think it's important that you guys as artists check out. He also said that when, you know, bookers are looking for artists to, you know, for artists to possibly book for their festivals or their tours that they're booking, you know, they may be looking for local openers for a particular leg of a tour, and they go to Google, maybe a band that they've heard of, you know, in their travels or whatever, and they go to Google and they check out an artist and they see that the artist doesn't have a website or active socials. And this is a complete no-no. And any artist worth their salt knows this. You at least have to have an active website. A website is your home base. Like, that's where everything derives from. You can link your social media pages to your website, and it's really not that much to keep it up to date. Like, you don't need to go and hire an expensive web person. You can, if you know your budget allows, or if you have somebody on your team that's already, you know, web literate, you know, and they're willing to help you out with that. But you know, there's websites now, I think Squarespace is one of them, that could, you know, they're fairly user-friendly because they know a lot of people are getting more web-friendly, a lot more artists are learning their way around, not just socials, but website, and, you know, they're just becoming more frequent users of them, so because they know it's so prevalent now. But just to have your website and your socials up to date, because when that booker doesn't see this stuff in place, they're like, Huh, okay, well, I guess they're not that serious about this, and they basically move on to the next act. And that's such a shame because I know there's artists out there that they just don't have their stuff together by a website or active socials, and they lose that opportunity. So it's unfortunate. So I would just encourage artists to make sure that you have that in place. And just one other thing I wanted to mention, I'm probably going to make this a couple parts because there was so much gold in that webinar that I just really want artists to be aware of it. So the one last thing I wanted to mention, I'm just going to wrap this up after that, is the one of the websites that Rick mentioned. It's great for having templates to use for posting. You know, artists are mentioning that they don't have any idea what to post. You know, nothing's going on right now. It's going to be at least 2, 3 months before we release anything, and you know how the story goes. There's a lot of content around artists, whether they realize it or not, and this could be like a home base kind of thing for them to use. And the website they can use is called Canva, and it's spelled Canva. And .com. And if you go there, you will see you have to sign up for it and it's free. There are some that you can pay for, but the app is free for everyone. So it's a really good site. I've checked it out. I made one initial post with it. I've made a couple of initial posts with it, but I saw that there was other things attached to it that I wanted to do with it. Basically, you open up an image and you tap on it to add your own text or whatever. Or you can create your own image or bring in a picture that you've taken and add text to it that way. There's many different things. And it's not technically difficult or anything like that. It's really user-friendly. So I would highly suggest artists check that out and look into it. So again, it's canva.ca, canva.com. Not .ca.com. Sorry about that. So yeah, canva.com. So check that out. So I'm gonna wrap this up there as it is, and I probably will be making a part two of this because there's some really important points that Rick made during his webinar that were just incredible, and it was just absolute gold. If you don't know who Rick Barker is, I would highly suggest you look him up. He was a former manager for Taylor Swift. He's the current manager for the recent American Idol winner. He's also a mentor to the contestants on American Idol for social media, and he's also the social media mentor for American Idol and the launch. So just to be aware of that, and he's doing many other things. Like the man just doesn't stop. He's a social media guru. So definitely check him out. I think it's rickbarker.com is his website. So check that out as well. So I'm going to wrap it up there for now, and check it out. A couple of things that I mentioned, and hopefully those things you'll find them useful. And I will talk to you about more of the webinar at a later time. So until then, we shall chat with you later. Take care.